यथात्मतंत्रो भगवान् विक्रीडत्यात्ममायया विसृज्यवा यथा मायाम् उदास्ते साक्षिवद् विभु यथात्मतंत्रो भगवान् विक्रीडत्यात्ममायया विसृज्यवा यथा मायाम् उदास्ते साक्षिवद् विभु यथात्मतंत्रो भगवान् विक्रीडत्यात्ममायया विसृज्यवा यथा मायाम् उदास्ते साक्षिवद् विभु यथात्मतंत्रो भगवान् विक्रीडत्यात्ममायया विसृज्यवा यथा मायाम् उदास्ते साक्षिवद् विभु
माताजी यथा एज आत्मतंत्र इंडिपेंडेंट भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विक्रीडति एंजॉयड हिज पास्ट टाइम्स आत्ममायया बाय हिज इंटरनल पोटेंसी विसृज्य गिविंग अप वा एज ऑल्सो यथा एज ही डिजायर्स मायाम द एक्सटर्नल पोटेंसी उदास्ते रिमेन्स साक्षिवत जस्ट एज द विटनेस विभु द अलमाइटी ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफॉर्म्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन The independent personality of Godhead enjoys his pastimes by his internal potency and at the time of annihilation gives them up to the external potency and he remains a witness to it all. Purport. Lord Shri Krishna, being the supreme personality of Godhead and fountainhead of all other incarnations, is the only independent person. He enjoys his pastimes by creation as he desires and gives them up to the external energy at the time of annihilation. By his internal potency only, He kills the demon Putana, even though enjoying his pastimes in the lap of his mother Yashoda. And when he desires to leave this world, he creates the pastimes of killing his own family members, Yadu Kul, and remains unaffected by such annihilation. He is witness of everything that is happening, and yet he has nothing to do with anything. He is independent in every respect. Maharaj Parikshit desired to know more perfectly, for a pure devotee ought to know well.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yanta Pravishnam Vachimam Prasuktam Sanjivayati Akhila Shakti Dharasvadhamna Anyam Chahasta Charana Shravanat Pragadin Prananamo Bhagavate Purushayatubhyam Hare Krishna. So, welcome to each one of you for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, questions by the King Parikshit. Yatha Atma Tantro Bhagavan Vikrariti Atma Mayaya Visrajiva Yatha Mayam Udaste Sakshivat Vibhu. Seek blessings of all the senior devotees, and whatever I am speaking is for my own purification. And if someone benefits, good. So here Parikshit Maharaj is asking 28 questions at a stretch. It's like a rapid fire round. In the rapid fire round, generally what happens? They ask the question and quickly they have to give the answer. They need not to worry about remembering the question. But here the round is like that. 28 questions are asked at a stretch. And you have to remember all the questions and then the answer one by one. So, This 20th question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, and Shukadeva Goswami remembered all and systematically, one by one, as per his choice, he answered in the remaining section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these questions by Parikshit Maharaj reflects Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness to ask the questions. Also the questions, generally questions are considered a sign of ignorance, but that's not the case. Bhagavatam talks about the symptoms of intelligence, characteristics of intelligence, and it mentions there are 7 characteristics, out of which one is doubt. Doubt is a sign of intelligence, it is not a ignorance. Right? So, spiritual life begins with this doubt. So the material life begins with a lot of hope in our material pursuits, where one is running behind the pleasures of this world and thinks then someday I will be able to enjoy it perfectly to the fullest extent at the best of my expectations. Right? And this whole race is for that. So we use this technological advancement and other means as a society as a whole for enjoying happily best possible way in this world. So previously the people used to walk for the Himalayas and all the thams. Everywhere they used to walk for months together. So then we have developed these vehicles. We can go in within hours. Right? We can go within hours. Then this further development happened. Then the jet engines. Right? So like this, we are improving the standard of living, because along with that we are creating further problems. Right? The walking was a difficulty, so we created vehicles, but then it created a pollution, and then the problem shifted to breathing, which is more severe. Right? Then the pollution, drinking, previously anyone can go to the rivers and drink the water, but now there are no rivers from where you can directly drink the water. Right? So then we depend on the groundwater going down and down and down. So the technological advancements, with the hope of creating a best living standards here, leads to the more and more problems. So then now to avoid the pollutions, we have started this electric vehicles. But they are also generated from the energy, and the source of that generation, there is a lot of pollution, and also actually there is a transmission losses. So therefore the problems are shifting. And the intelligent person, after seeing that, it forces one to inquire. So the whole material world is designed in such a way that one is forced to inquire. The social level the pain, and the individual level the pain. Right? As soon as we have pain, then we inquire, what is the cause of this pain? Why my legs are aching? Right? If there is no pain, you will not investigate why there is a pain. You will not investigate. So the pain has a purpose so that we can investigate and find out the solution for it. So pain creates doubt in our plans of progress, and creates the inquisitive desire to inquire the root cause of pain. So because of pain, we inquire. Right? This inquiry is the basis for spiritual life. Athato brahma jidnyasa. When the person starts inquiring of the existential questions, who am I? From where this creation has come from? What is the purpose of life? Where I am heading to? So that is when the spiritual life begins. That is where spiritual life begins. So therefore, athato brahma jigyasa. That beginning is with the question. beginning with the question. And what kind of question? Brahma Jigyasa, which are existential. Otherwise, everyone is inquiring. Even the birds are, as soon as get up, they inquire, where is the food, where is food, where is food. But the that inquiry doesn't lead anywhere. Or the even human beings, from early the morning, they run behind the trains and the locals and the, for their jobs. Constant inquiry is going on. But that is not for the Brahma Jignasa. So when the inquiry begins about the Brahma Jignasa, then the spiritual life begins. Then the spiritual life begins. Here the Parikshit Maharaj, example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was ruling the entire planet. He inherited the kingdom from Yudhishthir Maharaj. There was no opposition. Already all the opposition was subdued. But once he went to the forest for hunting, and by mistake he offended one of the sages. He put the dead snake on the head of a sage who was meditating, and his son Sringi cursed him that you will die within 7 days. So the life was going well. Suddenly this calamity struck. As soon as this calamity struck, Parikshit Maharaj, his plans were completely destroyed. And then he inquired. He went to the bank of the Ganges, sat before the sages and inquired. So this miseries and crises are actually the openings for the spiritual inquiry that begins our spiritual life. And the whole universe is designed in such a way that our plans and the eventually will be frustrated, so that we can inquire for the spiritual life. So one of my cousin, so he was well before I met him. He spoke to me for 3-4 hours. The extent he was discussing of the different plans, what you want to do, what not to do, and then 3 hours constantly was speaking. And then I came to Mumbai. And within just 2 days, I got a call that he got some terminal disease and he was trying to take medication now. Before that, his habits were completely irregular, and all kinds of intoxications and all bad habits he had. But now, after the meeting the doctors, he wanted to follow the perfect lifestyle. He was taking medications and all. And everyone was telling him, everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everyone is assuring him everything is fine. Then after a few days he called me. And he said, actually everyone is telling everything is fine, but I know it is not. I know it is not. And then he asked, can you do something? So, I didn't have any answer for that. I did not have any answer for that. Right? I was just coming into Krishna consciousness, so I didn't have even the spiritual aspects also to give. So I didn't have any answer for that. And after and that time I was working also, I should go, I should not go, I didn't know. And then within just 2 days he left the body. And then I went back. So then, but that made me think. So that person were having so many plans and was discussing with me his plans. And where are the plans went? Suddenly everything wound up. Right? So, it's a perfect plan maker. So, is frustrated in this universe. So, purpose of this is that to wake up us with our existential questions. And that is what happened to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj approached Shukadeva Goswami, and then he asked the two questions. What is the duty of a person who is about to leave his body, and what is the duty of a person who is living in general in the life? Just these two questions he asked. And these two questions are the existential questions. When we are enjoying, we don't get these questions. When we are suffering, only this question comes. Therefore, suffering and pain has a purpose to invoke this spiritual inquiry. So Parikshit Maharaj began with that, and Sukadeva Goswami briefly answered in he answered that the purpose is that one should remember Krishna ante Narayana Smriti at the time of death and throughout the life, because whatever we do throughout the life, only that becomes easy to remember, practice at the time of death. But there were many yogis and other in the audiences. So therefore, to remove their doubts, he described other paths like jnana and karma and how they are insubstantial and established. How just the remembrance of Krishna and bhakti is sufficient for him to attain. So the Parikshit Maharaj then started further inquiry. He wanted to know more about how this creation has come about. What are the how the Lord has created the universe, how He is maintaining, how eventually it is annihilated. In this way, he keep on asking questions and encouraging Sukadeva Goswami to speak. The purpose was to develop the remembrance of Krishna. So his goal was very clear in the beginning itself, that he wanted to remember Krishna and to leave this body. And for that, he was encouraging Sukadeva Goswami to speak Krishna Katha. Speak Krishna Katha. So the thousands of questions are asked, at least here 28 questions are asked. That questions are very technical, some questions are technical, some questions are about the narrations, some questions are the clarifications. But all the questions, intention of Parikshit Maharaj is the one. If these questions, answers to these questions which are related to Krishna will continue, and that will keep my remembrance of Krishna intact. And in that remembrance, I want to leave my body. In that remembrance, I want to leave my body. So Parikshit Maharaj has started this. Parikshit Maharaj had the eagerness to ask these questions so that our spiritual life also begin with these questions. If you remember, earlier times, as we are new to Krishna consciousness, and then we also ask many questions. We ask many questions. And that questions gave us the faith and removed our doubts, and that led to our practice. Agyascha shradhanascha sanshyatma vinashyati. So Krishna says, Agya, one doesn't know anything, he doesn't attain perfection. So therefore, to remove the ignorance, we need to approach one who is in knowledge. Sadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. And approach him and inquire from him submissively. Inquire from him submissively. So that inquiry gives us the knowledge of how we can perfect our life. Agyascha ashradhanascha. So once we receive the knowledge, then you know what to do. But then you need faith. That the conviction that by practicing this, I can attain the perfection. Agyascha shradhanascha sanshyatma aminashati. So we know, we have the knowledge, we have the process. But if there are doubts, doubts are like the brakes that doesn't allow us to put our full energy. Sanshyatma. So therefore the doubts are cleared by asking questions. Asking questions. So therefore, our spiritual life begins by asking questions. We progress by asking questions. Right? And after perfection also, just like Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting, we show eagerness to ask questions so that can we hear more and more Krishna Katha. But it appears that the initial enthusiasm to ask the questions and hear more from the spiritual teachers wanes away after a while. So because our intelligence is colluded by the offenses which we commit. Jiva Goswami gives that because of result of offenses, the five effects happens, and because of that we lose the eagerness to ask. Our intelligence is colluded, and we don't have the same enthusiasm as we had initially. So the first effect of this offense is that the Kautilya, crookedness. We offer respects externally, but internally disrespectful to the devotees. critical example is like Duryodhan. So Duryodhan, many sages came before the battle of Kurukshetra and advised him and gave him spiritual instructions. But he was very disrespectful to them. Once Maitreya Rishi had come in the assembly and he was speaking, he was giving his wisdom, and the Duryodhana was fidgeting with his legs. So Maitreya Rishi became very angry. He said, his legs, Bhima will destroy your legs and you will be killed. So he was disrespectful to the sages. So therefore he couldn't assimilate the wisdom which was easily available to him. So the respect towards the spiritual teachers creates the required gradient for the knowledge to transmit. Generally in material circles and the material education, so you pay to the teacher and the teacher is bound to give you knowledge because he is earning the salary or the some remuneration. But this doesn't apply to the spiritual circles. In spiritual life, the teacher is now not obliged to give you the knowledge. So therefore, to seek the spiritual knowledge, the service and respect is very, very crucial. By offering respects, we create the necessary atmosphere in the mind, ourselves, and also the speaker, so that the knowledge can be shared. When we give respect to the teachers and the devotees, we keep the channels open for receiving the knowledge. So therefore, this knowledge is not obtained by any material means. It depends on the mercy of the spiritual teachers. So therefore, because of offenses, we develop the mentality of crookedness, and where there is no sense of, loses the sense of respect which we initially had for the devotees. So therefore, that creates the obstacles in the eagerness. Second is the ashraddha, faithlessness. So initially, as we hear that the glories of bhakti, how bhakti is so powerful, how the chanting of holy name is so powerful, even in the once chanting of holy name actually can destroy the sins beyond our capacity to commit the sins. Like that, so many wonderful glories of bhakti are discussed. Chanting of holy names are discussed. But later on we feel, okay, is it really true? As we go through the life, if I'm practicing Krishna consciousness, alright? Sometimes boys come to the bhakti and they say, keep by chanting the holy name, my mind concentration will increase. By concentration will increase, my performance will increase. By my performance, I get a good marks in the exams. Like that, he comes with the thought. And if he's not prepared nicely and he doesn't get good score, immediately his faith is shattered. He feels that the bhakti is not potent. So similarly, sometimes life tragedies happen to the devotees and their faith is shattered on the power and glories of bhakti. So these obstacles, this creates ashraddha. So lose of faith from the same glories which inspired us before. Now we feel like that it is okay, it is for others. So that creates loss of enthusiasm, and we stop asking questions or inquiry. Our mood of inquiries loses. Another is that the ashraddha with respect to the speakers and the teachers. So initially we have a complete faith on our spiritual teachers and the guides, understanding them that they are truly representing the parampara, they themselves are practicing, and they have the purity which is required. But over a period we developed ashraddha, we developed faithlessness towards the teachers, we get the doubts. We feel ourselves better, right? We find faults, and that leads to the lack of enthusiasm. Third effect is that because of the offenses, is that the Bhagavad Ether Vastu Abhinivesham. So one gets absorbed in the things which are not connected to Krishna. So example is a Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj went to the practice intensely in the Pulaha Ashram, but somehow he got attached to the deer and got so much absorbed in the deer. So much absorbed in the deer. And he lost his focus on Krishna consciousness. So this absorption in the objects which are not connected to Krishna also takes away our enthusiasm from Krishna consciousness. These words which are falling on our ears, they also do not have effect because our minds are absorbed someone else. So example is like Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra was wanted to hear, and he asked so many questions to Vidura. One day and night Vidura explained, and then he felt that I am not that competent or I am not that pure, so let me call some of the sages. Sanak Sujat, he called Sanak Sujat, and they instructed Dhritarashtra, but still Dhritarashtra had no effect because his mind was absorbed in Duryodhana. So who was envious of Krishna. So therefore all the spiritual instructions had no effect on Duryodhana. So absorption in the sound vibration, which is anything which is not connected to Krishna, slackens. So particularly the sound vibration which is not connected to Krishna, then that sucks away the enthusiasm. And the fourth is the bhakti chaitilya. So here the practices of Krishna consciousness, like chanting the holy name 600 rounds, we begin with a lot of enthusiasm. On Ekadashis we do extra rounds for chanting, we come to the temples, we go to the association. So this activities, hearing, we come from all the way for the Sunday classes. So that enthusiasm is there, and therefore we perform these activities. So when we stop endeavoring for them, and we become more concerned about the happiness and distress of the body, when we used to come to know, oh, there is a class in the temple, we used to, after the job, late night, taking a train, we used to come here. But then, when we are concerned about our own happiness and distresses of the body, we think, oh, why to take so much endeavor? Why to take so much endeavor? It is available on YouTube, or I can hear on Zoom. Alright? So this creates the bhakti shaithilya, or the slackenings of our practices. So, then we tend to divert our attentions, and the distraction from our core activities happen. So this bhakti, Devahuti had a great association of her husband, Karudamuni. But she was absorbed in her own comforts. So therefore she feels that I got this Karudamuni who can give the liberation, but what I asked from him is just medical material comforts, a family comforts. So this family comforts and the concerns about own body happiness and distress makes our enthusiasm weak. So we become more aware of our needs and we seek more comforts while practicing Krishna consciousness. And the fifth is that the bhakti krit abhimanitvam. So the pride arising from the practice of devotional service. So initially we are very, very humble because we know nothing and we are completely dependent on the devotees. So that enthusiasm is there to seek the association of devotees, so here to chant, to practice. So as one practices Krishna consciousness and one grades little expertise or little accomplishments in the devotional activities, maybe devotional projects or certain skill sets. So one develops a sense of pride, and that sense of pride becomes an obstacle for seeking Krishna consciousness or seeking or hearing, and that creates a slackness in our practice of bhakti. So the Daksha Prajapati was among the Prajapatis, he was very expert, and that was the service given by Brahmaji. So because of his service only, he got a good post. He was chosen as the leader of Prajapatis, but that made him proud, and actually he offended Shivji. Then he also offended Narad Muni, right? And he eventually lost his positions. So this abhiman or pride which pawns our from the practice of devotional service or the accomplishments in the devotional service, that also becomes the obstacles. So these are the five things which Jiva Goswami discusses, which slackens or drains away the enthusiasm. So which we had initial enthusiasm, that drains away, and we don't feel like any asking any questions or even seeking the spiritual topics. So in this purport, this is the last question. This text which is talking about is the last question asked by Parikshit Maharaj in this series of 28 questions. Here he says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is completely independent, how he exhibits his internal potency and performs his pastimes, and then he winds up those pastimes and lives up to the external potency and remains the witness to those activities. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is independent or supreme independent. So that word used in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Swarat. Janma adyasya tonvayad itratascha artheshu abhigya swarat. So the Prabhupada in the purport writes that Krishna is, he is independent in every respect. Krishna is independent in every respect. So abhigya swarat janmadyasya yatah. So they hear everything which exists. So Krishna's independence from the prakriti. So we'll discuss a little bit about the Krishna's independence and how it is swarat. So the prakriti is the cause for every element, everything what we see in this material world. Just like if you see the building is caused by the bricks. Building is dependent on the bricks. Bricks are not dependent on the building. Bricks are made from the earth. So the brick is dependent on the earth or mud, but the earth is not dependent on the bricks. So similarly, the earth or the elements are coming from the prakriti. Elements are coming from the prakriti. So the prakriti is the cause of all these ingredients, and the prakriti is not also independent. The prakriti is dependent on Krishna. By Krishna's grants, the prakriti is activated. So this chain of cause and effect is there, which is initiated by the Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna is the original cause, and yet he is independent of all the subsequent cause and effects. So therefore, he is called as Swarat, or completely independent from the prakriti. The prakriti is exerts its influence from the modes. These modes agitate the mind. The Krishna is completely free from the influence of modes. So the Krishna, these modes create the agitations in the mind, and this lust, anger, greed, these anarthas are the transformation of the mind because of the modes, influence of the modes. But Krishna is completely beyond the modes and prakriti, so therefore these influences doesn't agitate his mind. Bhagavatam tells that the queens of Dwarka, they are so beautiful and they were so loving, but they still could not agitate the mind of Krishna. So the pastime of gopis, once Durvasa Muni had come to the Vrindavan, and he was staying across the Yamuna. So all the gopis wanted to feed him. They prepared nice bhogas and they wanted to go and feed Durvasa Muni. But there was Yamuna in between. So they were thinking, how should we cross? So they approached Krishna, and then Krishna said to them, okay, you just go there at the bank of Yamuna and tell that the Krishna is a perfect brahmachari, and the Yamuna will give way. The gopis felt, oh, some joke he is making. But nevertheless, they went there on the bank of Yamuna and they said, oh, if the Krishna is a perfect brahmachari, please give us the way. And the Yamuna gave the way. They crossed the Yamuna, met Durvasa Muni, and they had prepared wonderful preparations and feast. They offered every complete feast to the Durvasa, Durvasa honored everything before them only. And they were happy, they were about to go back. Again the doubt came, Are, how will cross back the Yamuna? Now they asked Durvasa Muni, please help us, how can we cross back the Yamuna? So the Durvasa told ki, okay, just tell them, tell the Yamuna that the Durvasa is a perfect renunciant and he eats only the Durva grass juice. He doesn't eat anything. They just now saw that Durvasa Muni had a full lunch. So nevertheless, he is a sage and he is an angry sage. So they didn't say anything. They came to the Yamuna and again they repeated the words of Durvasa Muni and Yamuna gave the way. They came back here. Now they met Krishna and asked, what is the meaning of this? Actually, Yamuna gave way when we tell you to, you are a brahmachari and the Durvasa Muni is a renunciant. So, Krishna said that actually it is just to reciprocate with your devotion, both are acting. So similarly, Krishna is not influenced by the modes. Just for the sake of reciprocating with devotees, he exhibits this characteristic of the love and anger. So, but this is not the case with the others. Others, when even Lord Shiva, when the Kamdev was about to break his austerities, so Lord Shiva noticed it, he immediately burned Kamdev. So he conquered all the Kamdevas, but Shiva fell prey to the anger. But similarly, this didn't happen to the Narnarayan Rishi. In Badrika Ashram, Narnarayan Rishi were performing austerities to set an example. But the Indra thought, okay, they are performing austerities, so they may be intending to have his own place. So he wanted to disturb their austerities, and for them also, he arranged Apsaras and to entice Narnarayan Rishi and break their austerities. So Narnarayan Rishi noticed it. And they were at least affected. They were not at all affected. On the contrary, they got compassion on the Indra. What is his mentality? And the Narayan Rishi created. Narayan Rishi created so many apsaras and gave one of them was Urvashi as a gift to Indra. So here we see Narayan Rishi they didn't fall victim to the lust, not even to the anger also. So the Krishna is not overcome by these modes, neither lust, neither anger, neither pride, neither illusion. So none of these effects of the modes doesn't affect him. Krishna, some may say that Brahma is also felt like an independent person, because in this universe he is the first creator, and right from the beginning he has the complete knowledge. And he is seen creating all kinds of living beings and solving all the problems of this universe. So once actually Narada Muni also got this doubt, okay, Brahma may be the original. So he went to the Brahmaji and asked, my dear father, it appears that everything rests upon you. You are the most powerful. You are the one who is actually creating everything. And you have the complete knowledge. So I think you are the supreme. You are that Swarat or independent. Right? But when I get one doubt, I heard that in the beginning you have performed a lot of austerities. If you are independent and Swarat, what is the need of performing austerities? So Brahmaji was very happy. In this verse it is mentioned that Tene Brahma Radaya Adikavaye Muyanti Yat Surayaha. So yes, Brahmaji appears that he has a self-knowledge, but it is not, because Vedic knowledge is never a self-knowledge. It is not a, no one can get a Vedic knowledge by self-study. It has to be imparted by someone. So the Brahmaji, some Brahmaji got a Vedic knowledge, so somebody has to be impart that. And that is what Krishna is mentioning, that I have imparted knowledge to the Brahmaji from within. From within. So therefore the source of knowledge of Brahmaji is Krishna. And Brahmaji tells Narada Muni that actually, I am not also independent. I am under the modes, I am under the influence of Maya, and the Lord Narayan is actually the master of the Maya. He is the master of Maya. So the Brahmaji tells that actually Krishna or Narayan is the Swarat or independent. I am not that independent person. Also the pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela, where the where the Brahmaji tried to apply his potency, Maya potency, to bewilder Krishna, but he himself got bewildered. And Krishna, Tene Brahma Radaya Adikavaye, Krishna revealed him to these boys, were actually none other than the Mahavishnus, and bewildered even Brahma. So similarly, we see all the other devatas, like Indra tried to destroy the Vrijavasis, then the Krishna lifted the Govardhan, and then the humbled him. Then the Varuna actually caught the father of Krishna, then he begged forgiveness. Similarly, Yamaraj, all the devatas, including Brahma and Shiva, they are not independent. Only Krishna, the Narayan, he is entitled for this title, Swarat, supremely independent. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum. He can do anything, he can undo anything, and he can decide to do something else. That is called as a Swarat. So, but this Swarat Krishna, and Krishna is also called as a Dhira Lalita, but he is bound by the one thing, that is the love of devotees. So the Radharani is actually controls Krishna. Krishna is called as a Dhira Lalita, who is expert in pleasing his devotees or reciprocating with his devotees. So the Radharani is called as actually, he is actually even one who controls Krishna or binds Krishna. Right? So therefore actually Swarat can be word used to the Radharani. And actually the love between Radha and Krishna, actually that is what creates the different pastimes. And actually that controls both of them. So actually even this love between Radha and Krishna is actually that supremely independent, which actually makes everyone, including Radha and Krishna, dance at the tune. So therefore, this supremely independent Krishna, and he is bound by only by the devotees, by the devotion, and that devotion of Radharani, and that actually that devotion or love or the prema is actually the supremely independent thing, which actually binds Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If any questions are there, we can take. Hare Krishna. Thank you.